Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Shannon Denton with Ripple. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks, Lee. It's great to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Ripple. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so Ripple's a software company. So we've been around about a year and a half now. So we've created a software platform that lets companies hire talent and teams for marketing projects. And so it's the first software of its kind. And basically, if you want a website created, a social campaign done, a mobile app designed, you can go to our software platform and enter your project information and see different teams of people that can do the work and then hire them and get that project started and completed very quickly. So it's, we think, a very differentiated and unique application that we've created for the market.
So now these teams, they may not be companies per se. That could be kind of a collaboration of professionals that decide to work together periodically. Like it's a team is kind of a, it's not maybe... it's defined differently than maybe some people think.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things that we think is really cool about Ripple is essentially independent freelancers or contractors can form teams on our platform. So it's very common, and actually to get the best work in the marketing world, you want to have specialists. For example, maybe you have a copywriter that works with a designer, that works with a software developer to create a website. And so independent professionals often kind of refer each other and work together so they can sign up on our platform. And then we will show our clients those teams that are available. We do have some companies on there. So we've got some great agency partners that will put some of their teams on the platform as well. And so we serve both. I mean, we think they're just an amazing amount of talent in the small agency world and also in the independent professionals. And so we're really bringing that talent to the forefront to our clients. But yeah, great, great question. So the team concept, it's kind of like, you know, think of Uber, almost if driving, you know, the car required multiple types of people, you know, you could kind of bring all those people together at once. And that's what we do on Ripple for marketing and experience projects.
Now, when you're doing this kind of work, who is kind of the point person? Because that's where I would think that I would have some trepidation, is that somebody has to be the owner of the project, whether there's one person or six people. Somebody is the one I got to yell at, right, if something goes wrong?
That's right. Yep. And so we have two options for the client. So they can, in some cases, our clients will say, I'm going to provide the point person. And so our clients will have a project manager or an engagement leader that they will say and take on the role of sort of, you know, orchestrating the team and, to your point, making sure everybody's working together. The second option, which is more common today, is we will provide that point of contact. We call it an engagement lead that will be put on the project, and they will be responsible as the single point of contact for managing the team, the deliverables, the quality, and so on. And so, yeah, we offer both modes. And like I said, majority right now is we're providing the single point of contact, but over time we expect that to be about 50-50.
So you're saying somebody at Ripple is my point of contact?
So we actually put an engagement leader from our marketplace. And so the way that works is it's a freelancer that is an ex-agency. And so this also comes from an independent professional. And then Ripple provides what we call an agency services consultant, which is, which I would call it almost like parallels with the engagement lead from the marketplace. And so that's a Ripple employee, and they work to make sure that the client's getting what they need. But in terms of managing the project and the team, it's this engagement lead that does come from, that is a freelancer, independent professional.
Right. And that's just one of the,
from the agency.
And that's just one of the new teammates in this team that is created to help me solve the problem.
Part of the team. Exactly right. It's part of the team. Exactly.
And now, is this work well across industries? Like, is this industry agnostic? Because everybody has marketing needs, I would imagine, every industry. But is this kind of, oh, we do better with startups, or we do better with, you know, certain lawyers or whatever?
No, it's absolutely cross-industry. In fact, already we have clients with a wide variety of industries. We do have what we call our ideal customer profiles. And so we do very well working with what we call in-house agencies. So almost all mid-size and large companies now have a little bit, at least some people that represent what we call an in-house agency. And they often go outside for additional support in terms of teams or individual experts. And so they're often our clients. We also work with mid-market and enterprise companies as what we call an agency replacement. So they may come to us and say, hey, we need some work done. And, you know, Ripple is a very cost-effective and fast. And so they come to us instead of maybe going through an RFP process for an agency. And then finally, agencies and consultancies are our customers. So they if you know their business, they don't like to have a bench. And they often go outside. In the past, they went to staffing firms, and instead they come to the Ripple software platform and go hire people for their clients to come on and help do some work. And so we've got those three principal key client profiles. But from an industry perspective, it spans, you know, pretty much the spectrum of different industries.
So now, are you doing any vetting, or is this just a marketplace? Like, anybody can throw their hat in the ring and say, hey, I'm a copywriter. Hey, I'm a whatever. And
For sure. We talk about top quality work, top ex-agency people that have worked for some of the best agencies in the world. And so we have extensive vetting, in fact. And so we have two types of conversations we have with everyone on the marketplace before they're allowed on. And those conversations include just general what we call HR cultural assessment, where we talk about their values, communication skills, generally how they like to work with others and things like that. And then we have what we call it in our industry, it's called a discipline lead. They actually do a deep dive. So you use the example of a copywriter. We would have a very senior expert copywriter talk to all the copywriters that apply to join Ripple. And they would look at their work, their background, their profile, assess their skills. And then they would come up. We actually have a scoring system across 8 dimensions. We score everybody. And if the score is high enough, then they're let on the platform and become part of the Ripple, the Ripple team that is offered up to our clients.
And then what about pricing? How is that determined?
Yeah, so it is. We do follow a marketplace model, which means that it's important for the talent to set their rate. And so when you sign up on Ripple and you get accepted, you tell us what roles you can play, for example, copywriter, software developer, designer, and you tell us what you rate, your hourly rate that you want to get for that role. And so that is what is reflected into the clients. Now, there is often a negotiation driven by the client can say, hey, this is what I've got for this project. And so sometimes the freelancer will agree to drop their rate. The other scenario is we do fixed price work. So we could say, hey, we want to redesign this website. We've got $30,000 to do that. And the freelance team or agency team can decide if they want to take on that project at that price. And so it is definitely set by the talent, and it's their decision whether or not they want to take on the work.
So it sounds like there is some kind of human interaction, at least in terms of negotiation about scope of work, what I can and can't do, what I will and won't do. It's not like an Uber app where I just swipe and then a car comes and I say, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good point. So, typically what happens is, you can browse, teams that are available and potential to do the work. You kind of down select into a short list and request proposals. A lot of our clients like to have, you know, 3 different teams propose. And then it is most often to have like, you still have like a, in today's world, a virtual kind of pitch interview session with the teams. And that could be to ask any questions a client may want, look at the team's proposal, go through that, and so on. And so almost always, today anyway, there's some human conversation, involved in these things. And so our platform is obviously facilitating that. Certainly you can direct message and email and that sort of thing. But, realistically there is, you know, there's still a human touch that's involved in these sort of, projects.
Now it sounds like yours, platform is like a super duper high touch, deluxe version of a Fiverr or an Upwork. Like this is a premium offering compared to one of those kind of free for alls.
Yep. Good comparison. So, at the surface level, so I think it's the talent marketplace. So we're in the same category. I think there's a few key aspects. One is if you look at Ripple, we're really focused on the marketing and experience area. And so that category focus gives us a lot of distinct advantages serving those clients. The second is, to your point, it's really a high quality solution. And so we're about ex-agency talent that have worked with top brands that have chosen a freelance lifestyle. And really those people, for the most part, aren't on Fiverr for sure, and very few are on Upwork. And then the last thing is none of those platforms really do teams. And so if you go out there and try to figure out how to get a team on those platforms, it's very challenging. And so we're all about the teams. You can get individuals, but where we really made our name in the marketplace is with this concept of the teams. And so we kind of architected our platform from the ground up to be a team platform. And that's really fundamentally different where Fiverr and Upwork are really about, and you can easily see that they're about individual freelancers, not about teams. And so that's really the key difference of what we're focused on. I'll just also point out the curation. We work with big companies, you know, big clients don't want to have to sift through 20, 30, 40 options and try to figure out who's best. And so we have within our platform, we have intelligent matching. And so based on the client's information and the project they enter, we match them with generally the top 5 to 7 teams. And we know those teams are available to start work based upon the client's window when they need the project done. And so we're taking a lot of the work off the client that is typically needed when you source people on other talent platforms like the two you mentioned.
Now, what about the folks that they realize they need a team, but they're not kind of clear on who the team member should be? Like, you know, I don't know who I need on the team. I'm just trying to solve this problem. Is there some help from your team that helps kind of
things?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, one thing that is completely cool is you have as much control and based upon your background and experience. So you actually don't have to tell us who. You can say, I want a website done and answer a few questions about it. And we do the work for you. You don't have to tell us who you want on your team. We will tell you the types of people. We will show you the types of people who can do that work. And we know how to orchestrate teams. And so exactly to your point, we just need to know what type of work and the problem you want solved. We built into our software is the logic on this is the type of people needed for that and the teams that can do that work. Now for the experts, you know, that do get into the inner workings of teams, you can go in and customize the roles, the skills and so on, but it's completely, available to people that don't know that. The other thing I would say is that I mentioned the agency services consultant that is always available. So that's a Ripple employee. You can sort of click to call with them, click to chat, and they will sort of walk you through, you know, hey, let's talk about your project. And then they will kind of, you know, even explain the team options that are available. And so we have a human assistance, but we've definitely set it up to focus more on, hey, what type of problem you want solved, what project you need, versus making the client unnecessarily, you know, have to go in and actually organize and pick the people and the team themselves.
Right. That's part of the solution. That's part of the problem you're
exactly.
solving for.
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
So now, does it have to be kind of a big project, or can it be like a little project? Like, hey, I'd like to get, LinkedIn. I'd like to have 1,000 more LinkedIn contacts, and I'd like to ping them with, you know, some sales stuff over a period of 2 or 3 months. You know, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, that's a great project for the Ripple platform. So we have a range of projects. Our starting point generally is around, I'd say, $3,000 to $4,000, and then on up to, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the scenario you described, I mean, today marketing is about speed and getting things done and experiments. And so our sweet spot is, you know, something in the 3 to 8 week period, a team of, you know, 2 to 4 people that can go out there and get some stuff done fast. And because we're so automated with software and we're bringing in these independent freelancers, we can do that more quickly and we can do that more cost effectively than if you go, you know, look for agencies to do that work. And so that's your example project was, you know, definitely in our sweet spot.
So now what's your backstory? What was the genesis of this idea?
Yeah. So, I was, at a company called Razorfish. So pretty well-known leader in the digital marketing and the agency world. I was there for 15 years and the last 4 years there, I was the CEO. And so Razorfish was a $700 million plus company, you know, definitely well-recognized global digital agency. And actually my two co-founders, Bonnie Block and Ray Samuels, both worked with me at Razorfish. So we all came from Razorfish. We all have long agency backgrounds. And this was really cool because it just so happened that I have a computer science degree. And the first 10 years of my career, I wrote a ton of code. And so built software, designed software products. And so when we got together, we kind of had a shared vision about 2 years ago and said, hey, there's just a lot of changes that have happened in marketing. You know, companies are looking for this sort of on-demand talent at a different price point than what agencies can often provide. And so we came up with the idea. I think we were actually at a local Atlanta bar, you know, just kind of reconnecting. We had all left Razorfish at that time, reconnected and said, hey, what if we created this platform where you could go get teams and find teams of people, and it would be of, you know, top quality work, kind of like what we saw at Razorfish, but it would be a lot faster. There'd be no overhead or very low overhead, and it would be a way to sort of embrace this gig economy. And so that's kind of how it came about.
And then when did you know you had something? Like, did you create a minimum viable product or did you just start polling your friends?
Yeah, so we went out and talked to about, you know, being well connected. So we were all senior executives at Razorfish, and so we know a lot of people in the space, fortunately. So we talked to about 35 different ex-clients and what they loved the idea. We had one of our, you know, friends in the industry, a creative and designer, mock up a prototype and show people. And, you know, the reception was amazing. And so we actually sold work, you know, 2 months after starting the company. We didn't have the platform built yet, but the clients loved the concept so much of this sort of on-demand talent, you know, 50% up to 50% more cost effectively than an agency. And so we were able to get projects and work going in parallel. We built out the platform, which has taken about 15 months and is to get to what we would consider a very robust self-service, you know, for finding and hiring talent. And so it's been an evolution, but very fast out of the gate, able to get, you know, 3-4 projects, 2 or 3 clients going within a matter of 3 months.
Now, these kind of platforms and marketplaces are chicken and egg. How do you kind of get both sides of the equation going, getting the freelancers, vetting them, making sure you got the right quality and matching them up and having those folks available on demand when your clients need them?
Yeah, there's definitely, I would say, some art and science. And it definitely is a, you know, you kind of have to pop on both sides and decide where you put a little bit more energy, you know, any given week, honestly. So it's, it makes it very interesting. And I'll just say that a couple of things. One is we don't want to be a marketplace where 1% or even 5% of the talent finds jobs. And that's, and the reality is if you go to Upwork, some of the other platforms, the percentage of talent that gets work is very small. And so our goal is to, you know, we're 30% of the talent, 25 to 30% of the talent gets work. And so we're about quality. Early on, you know, being well connected, we were able to, you know, recruit people that we knew from Razorfish or, you know, some of the other ex agencies we've worked for, between Ray, myself, and Bonnie. And so we were able to get to 75 to 100 people pretty quickly. And then, you know, we've done things like, there's actually an organized union called the Freelancer Union that has several hundred thousand members, and we've sponsored that and presented there. We've, you know, post on LinkedIn and different agency alumni groups. And so that's driven us today to about 350 people, that are part of the Ripple talent marketplace on the supply side. But clearly I can tell you if you're dead on about a market right now. You know, we've got amazing momentum on the demand side and the client side, and we're in a big push right now to get more people. So, you know, it's a constant thing that you have to have good analytics and good sort of intuitiveness to figure out what's the one to push now and when you really want to kind of change courses a little bit. And so, but it's one of the things that makes it interesting as well. So
now the from the other side of the equation is the agencies and the folks that hire these people. Are you is that what you need more of too? Is more agencies, more in-house agencies, more people with projects?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, we're a startup. We're high growth. And so we always like to have as much demand as we can. And so we're constantly, I mean, I would say the demand engine is always on. And, you know, a lot of the way to think of what we're about, though, is we want to win a client, get them to sign our master agreement, and then the platform becomes part of their operations. And so they basically go to our platform when they source external talent. And for big companies, you know, that's kind of the way they go outside quite a bit. And so it becomes its own sort of repeatable demand channel, if you know what I mean, where they have the platform, they use it all the time, and they go look for people. And so that's kind of the key model, is getting these sort of recurring revenue streams with good sized companies that go outside on a regular basis for both individual freelancers as well as project based teams. And so that's our sweet spot. Not that we don't have some smaller companies that may come to us twice a year for a 10K project. We want to support that, but we're definitely, you know, love to get the larger companies with more of the regular usage is a key focus of ours.
And then what's the profile of those? Those are kind of companies that have an in-house or, kind of a somebody that runs their in-house marketing and that doesn't have like a full-blown team.
That's right. So the profile is very, you're great. Answer there. The profile is typically the head of the in-house agency, makes sure all the projects get delivered. So it could be a head of the in-house agency operations and delivery. We need to make sure we work with the head of the in-house agency, like the design leader, who has a very influential role on who they bring in from the outside. And they would have the platform installed. They would have multiple users from the client, from their in-house agency that could go out and browse and look for teams and people. I would say that, it is normal for an in-house agency to outsource at least 20% of the work to freelancers or staffing, or get people from staffing firms or even agencies, other agencies. And so we're already selling into a world that, you know, using outside help is customary. And so we're not sort of asking them to do anything differently beyond using a platform instead of, you know, working with a staffing firm, or, you know, hiring an agency. So it's already happening. It's just a matter of, you know, adopting software to do it instead of sourcing in the old traditional way.
And you have your own kind of people that can get you in front of those people. That's built into your platform. So you have, you can just put a team on it.
No, that's exactly right.
Put a team on it.
For sure.
Well,
that's right.
If somebody, so the pain point they're having is maybe they've got a project that they don't know where to go or they need help with, or maybe they were frustrated with the last time they did this and they want to try something new. If somebody wanted to learn more, have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
Yeah, so it's ripple.com. So www. We have a W on our name. So the Ripple is spelled with a W, WRIPPLE.com. And we'd love to show a demo. So you can go out there and sign up for a demo. You can also request a team out there. If somebody's listening who is a freelancer, please sign up. You'll see the join link and you can click apply to join and apply as a freelancer. But yeah, we'd love to show a demo of the product or have you as a freelancer. And, you know, yeah, so, we're super excited. You know, get a lot of questions on COVID. This has been something that, obviously a very challenging period for a while, but we're just seeing a ton of interest and growth now with, you know, everybody getting used to remote with sort of on-demand
right. This plays
work and workforce changing. It's
yeah,
a very COVID, post-COVID friendly offering, honestly.
Well, I would imagine you're built for COVID. This you're tailor-made for COVID pandemic.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so,
So if anybody's struggling with that,
you know, the technology.
Yeah. And so now one more time, it's WRIPPLE. That's how you spell Ripple, right?
That is correct. Yep. Thank you.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much for sharing your story. Amazing story. Congratulations on getting the traction and all the success thus far.
Yeah. Thanks, Lee. We're having a lot of fun. So appreciate it.
It sounds like it is. Appreciate you. And you're doing important work. And we appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.